Baker McKenzie welcomes you to TMT Talk, the global TMT podcast series, focusing on sector-specific issues that are impactful on players in the technology, media, and telecoms industry.
Welcome, everyone, to our podcast, TMT Talk. This is our industry-focused podcast designed to help you navigate risks specific to TMT businesses via insights from our top legal advisors in strategic markets. My name is Teresa Michaud, and I'm a litigation partner in California and a member of the Global Steering Committee for our technology, media, and telecom industry group clients. For this episode, we are going to be focusing on the disputes predictions for the TMT sector in 2024. This was actually featured in our annual disputes report entitled The Year Ahead, which hopefully you've received or will receive now that you've heard about it on our podcast. The findings in the report stem from a survey conducted with 600 senior client decision makers on litigation as a specific topic, and included a number of our TMT companies. So joining me today to discuss this topic are two partners. First, we have Francesca Richmond, who's a partner in our disputes team based in London. Francesca specializes in litigation and investigation matters that come from high-value commercial and regulatory enforcement actions. And also with me today is Ryan Grant, who's a partner in our disputes team based in Sydney. And Ryan represents technology and media companies in relation to disputes in the areas of misleading or deceptive conduct, data protection, data breach, copyright defamation, and primarily cyber disputes. So welcome to both of you. I'm very excited to have you here today and to talk to our audience about the Year Ahead report. Ryan, I am going to turn to you first. If you could, kind of please tell us what the survey said are the latest trends that we're seeing in relation to disputes for the technology, media, and telecom industry sector.
Thanks so much for having me on, Teresa. Look, the people that were surveyed across the globe, and particularly in the TMT space, overall they expected disputes to increase or roughly stay the same in 2024. In the TMT sector, the things that are keeping them up at night or where they think that are going to drive the disputes are kind of unsurprisingly cybersecurity and data privacy, changing technology and digital transformation. So, you know, things like AI and also the growing regulatory and law enforcement scrutiny. So, you know, we have certainly in my jurisdiction more regulatory scrutiny and we have the regulators conducting more investigations. The other thing that the senior decision makers said was geopolitical issues that are going to expose companies to disputes in the sector. So things like the US-China competition, the Ukraine war, EU fragmentation, Latin American political issues, and the Middle East tensions, as well as the US election in your jurisdiction.
No, that's great, Ryan. Thank you. I think a lot of us are feeling the same concerns, regardless of whether they're about litigation. So my next question may be a bit rhetorical, but how did the respondents say, or maybe it's better to ask, did the respondents say at all that they felt prepared for the litigation that's certainly coming in 2024?
I guess kind of unsurprisingly, some said they were prepared and some said they were unprepared. So sort of 60% said they felt confident or moderately confident. That is lower off 2023. Certainly here in Australia, that shift wouldn't surprise me. In the cybersecurity space here, we have had a large number of very public data breaches from, you know, well-known household names that have been very splashy in the press and things of that nature. So I think that certainly here, what I'm hearing from clients is that they do feel less prepared and they're more concerned around cybersecurity and technology. A lower percentage were confident or moderately confident in finding the right services for litigation and arbitration support, which is a big drop from the 68% last year. And then a third of respondents felt that arbitration disputes would increase in 2024. On top of the cybersecurity and ESG presenting a risk that I've kind of already touched on. TMT organizations are saying high risk of employment disputes in the coming year. Again, that doesn't surprise me, certainly in Australia, while I'm not an employment lawyer. There are certainly lots of changes coming in the employment space at the moment, and I'm not particularly surprised that large organizations are calling out employment disputes as a particular risk.
Right. I think we're seeing that a lot in the U.S. also, both with respect to a change from, you know, primarily remote working, but also with the number of layoffs happening in our sector right now. So I think we could probably reflect a bit on U.S. disputes as mirroring what's happening rest of world and certainly as reported in our survey. So thank you for that, Ryan. Francesca, now I'll turn to you, and given your background on kind of government enforcement actions, what can you tell us about the types of investigations and government activity that we may see coming specifically for the TMT sector in 2024?
Thanks, Teresa. So cyber, data, ESG, and employment continue to be seen as presenting the biggest risks for internal and external investigations for TMT companies this year. That's largely because these are areas where systems and controls are newly established or where they have to continually adapt in order to meet evolving challenges. They also carry the most outsized risk where a vulnerability does arise. Now, as we all know, a cyber breach or data loss can be hugely damaging beyond the immediate impact of the incident. So consumer trust on data security is a real key factor, and it's an aspect that shareholders expect companies to stay ahead on, and particularly in the TMT space. Likewise, employment investigations carry huge risk in terms of trust and credibility for the business, and that's both for your workforce as well as consumers. And then I think it is safe to say that ESG remains the highest area of concern for external investigations this year. Mandatory reporting and due diligence on ESG issues are coming into force across jurisdictions. And that brings added scrutiny for companies where they fail to report or they present an inaccurate picture. Either of those situations creates a hook for regulatory inquiry and also for litigation. There is an increasing risk for class actions in this space, and not just in the US and Canada, but also the UK, the Netherlands, and Australia. And I'd say that risk is emerging, yet to crystallise. So the focus remains on the investigative and regulatory risks, but nonetheless, one that companies are looking toward.
No, that's great. Thank you for that, Francesca. And certainly, I think right now we're seeing so much regulatory activity. Europe is certainly leading the charge there, but there's been a lot of activity in the US as well. So as my last question to you, what can you tell us, or what can we tell clients that they can do to help mitigate disputes risks and increase confidence in their own preparedness for litigation and government enforcement actions in 2024?
So I think the effectiveness of governance, systems and controls, as well as culture, are really key. They equip us to argue that reasonable, proportionate and principled steps have been taken to discharge corporate responsibilities and so maintain that stakeholder trust. They also minimise the actual prospect of a contentious issue arising in the first place, because it is much less likely that inaccurate or overambitious statements will be made, or that supply chain issues like forced labour or unethical sourcing creep in at a systemic level. So I would encourage clients to focus on the constituent elements of an effective compliance programme. So that starts with tone at the top, regular risk assessment, making sure that you are training your suppliers and your employees, and so that everyone understands your standards as well as abiding by them. And then you go on to audit, monitor and remediate where you need to so that you stay on track. So absolutely core and central to that system is going to be your standards and controls, and they should be calibrated to the specific risks faced by your business. Now, in the TMT space, that means you really need to have a better understanding and an assessment of the impact of technology use in your business and the application of your services. So how exposed are you to cyber attack, and what might your own products and services be misused to achieve? Then secondly, keep on top of emerging and diverse regulatory landscapes such as AI and ESG, so that the standards that you set meet the obligations you actually have to observe. And thirdly, I would say ensure active contract management. So that can help you avoid disputes altogether because you are clear and comprehensive around what your contractual obligations are. But it can also minimise risk of delay via litigation. But if that does happen, build into your contract a dispute resolution clause. So you've got your choice of arbitration or mediation, as well as certainty over the place where you will litigate. Having these structures in place, it actually gives you flexibility to adapt as the regulatory framework shifts and the freedom to make commercial choices that fit your business. So rather than being on the back foot and have to battle through litigation against competitors, responding to regulators or reacting to manage reputational or trust issues, you set yourself up so that you are well placed for the future and mitigate dispute risks in the first place.
Right, right. Thank you, Francesca, very much. And Ryan, last but of course not least, I'll turn to you and ask the same question. Is there anything you want to add to the list for what organizations in this sector can do to help mitigate disputes risks for 2024?
Thanks. I think there's two areas that I wanted to talk about in here. And one is the use of AI, which is, you know, very zeitgeist at the moment, but there are issues that are coming out of it. And I think that for general counsels and legal teams, one of the things I would say with AI is you are going to have to get a little bit up to speed on how the different technologies work specifically. You know, so for example, when you're looking at generative AI, you know, what is the product that's being offered by a particular service provider and how does it work? Because that's going to make a difference to your risk profile. So for example, in something like legal professional privilege, you know, whether or not you're disclosing documents to a third party and if they're using those documents to train their AI for other people, in certain jurisdictions might have an effect on whether or not there's waiver of privilege. So the legal team's going to have to understand whether one service provider is doing that or whether another service provider is or is not doing that. The other aspect I get asked a lot about is in cybersecurity, and you know, it is, you know, in Australia, it's still one of the top things that keeps CEOs awake at night, and I think for good reason. And I think that's because to some extent people feel like they don't have as much control over cybersecurity as they do over other aspects of their business. And look, there are certain things that I say when they, you know, like kind of what's your top three things. My kind of top thing, you know, for businesses and in circumstances where they, you know, effectively have good cybersecurity controls is know what data you have, know where it is, and know who has access to it. And if you know what data you have, then you know why you have it and you know whether you should have it. And so once you've kind of worked out all those different things of what's existing right now of your data, of where is it and who has access to it and why, is it legacy data, is it useful, then you can turn your mind to, well, are those measures that we currently have in place the right ones? You know, let's have a plan about whether or not we should keep that data or whether or not that person should have access to that data or whatever it might be. Document that plan and stick to it.
That is a great recommendation and advice. So thank you very much for that, Ryan. And with that, should our audience have any questions, please feel free to reach out to Ryan or Francesca. Their contact information is obviously on our website. And in addition, you can download a copy of the Year Ahead report for our predictions for disputes in 2024 and the survey responses from other clients in this sector directly from our website. With that, I thank you all for listening and we'll see you or hear you on the next TMT Talk episode.